Hello world, welcome back to my podcast, or welcome to my podcast. I'm your host, Addison Claire, with a special guest, my brother Carson, and this is Addison in Action, where we talk life, encourage each other, and take action. So today, we're going to be talking about working hard and having a good attitude in sports. Just a little heads up before we get into this podcast. I am a little, stopped up, and I'm a little, stuffy today, so if I sound kind of funny, then just know that I'm a little bit sick. So, allergies, so much fun. So, without further ado, let's jump right in. So, Carson, tell everyone a little bit about yourself.
My name is Carson, I'm 10 years old, and I enjoy playing sports.
So, what kind of sports do you play?
I play football, baseball, and basketball.
So, what is your favorite part about playing sports?
Definitely just playing with my friends and just enjoying just the sport.
Okay. Love that. So what's your favorite sport to play and why?
Most likely basketball, just because there's less people on the team. So basically that means there's more people watching you and it's more fast paced.
Yeah, I totally get that. So how long have you been playing these sports for?
I've been playing each sport for 4 years.
Okay. Wow. That's a long time. So have you ever tried a sport that maybe you tried for a season, but you weren't very good at, or it just didn't really stick with you? If that makes sense. That's not your main three.
I feel like all sports have just kind of come naturally to me, but I mean, I feel like definitely I'm not the greatest, but it just came naturally to me.
So did you ever play soccer? Or did you ever play tennis or hockey or anything like that you tried and you were I don't really like this?
The only sports that I've played is football, baseball, basketball. I might play hockey or soccer at recess, but that's...
I got you. That makes sense. Okay, so this is one of my favorite questions is, what is the biggest thing that you've learned from sports?
To have a good attitude towards your coaches and your players, and to give it all effort.
Okay, so I know you've kind of been saying sports have kind of come naturally to me. So those things that you kind of listed are kind of more in the mental, kind of in your head, respecting your coaches and, not just throwing a baseball or throwing a football. So have those things come naturally, or is that kind of something that you've had to acquire through the years? You've really had to work on respecting your coaches and working hard, all the things.
I feel like part of it, yes, like I said, it comes naturally, but it definitely takes some hard work that you have to do at the fields, at practice, and you have to put in work at home.
Okay. So kind of going back again to what you said about it coming naturally to you, is there anything that maybe hasn't come natural to you? And this could be something mentally having a good attitude or respecting your coaches. Or this could be pitching in baseball, or this could be your 3 points in basketball. So what kind of things what challenges have you had to overcome in your sports kind of life?
I definitely think, sports are hard. That's why, my major league players are just professionals. That's why they get paid thousands and millions of dollars, just because they almost have it perfect. And even if they still get paid so much, but they still make mistakes. And like I said, it just definitely takes hard work at practice, at the fields, and at home.
So was there a certain thing you had to really, really work hard on? Like I said, pitching or what kind of certain thing did you really have to work hard on?
In basketball, your shooting, your shooting's hard. Pitching in baseball, batting is probably one of the hardest. That's probably one of the hardest things to do in baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. So have when did these things kind of start coming naturally to you? Did you have to I'll rephrase it better. What kind of helped you it become so naturally? Have you just is sports just what you've what you've like always known, or have you just had to like really work hard at home? Has it just been fun for you and that's why you kind of develop that love for it, or has it really just like taken a lot of time, or like what has made you the most like equipped to play sports and be good at them and really just love them and have a passion for them?
Definitely have a passion for them, like definitely watching the games and like watching, like sometimes just watching my friends play.
Yes, that's something that I really love about you is, like, you understand the game. Like, it's not that you can throw a football super far or you can, you know, do this or do that or whatever. But you, like, you truly just understand the game and you have a lot of knowledge, like, especially when it comes to football. So, you have a lot of that. So, is that just really just from, like, watching it all the time? Or have you had, like, a certain person in your life just, like, really explain it to you? Or what kind of gave you that, like, knowledge and that background about sports?
Well, it's from watching it, and especially since, I mean, my family watches it a lot. I think definitely that's part of it, and I just kind of just started to definitely just take interest in it.
Yes, that's awesome. I think it's definitely, whatever we do in life, it's so important to have, like, a true passion for it, no matter what it is. Like, that's how you succeed. That's how you do good at it, if you, like, truly love it. So is there kind of, like, someone that you look, like, you look up to in the sports area? Like, this could be, you know, this could be one of your family members, this could be a high school player, a college player, an NFL player, a professional, a coach, even someone who's dead. Like, is there someone who you look up to, and like, why do you look up to them, and like, could you like tell me about them?
In football, in the NFL, probably Jalen Hurts, just because he has a good attitude towards his coach and he's a team leader on the team, off the field and on the field. For basketball, I'd probably say Tyrese Haliburton, just because he never gives up, even if either he is down by a lot or if he's hurt. Like, he will not give up. And for baseball, I would say Austin Riley, because he's my position and he never gives up. He's a hard worker and he's just a nice person on the field and off the field.
I love that. I think it's so important, especially when you're, like, you know, when you're young and you're looking up to people and you need someone to learn from. I think it's so important to have mentors like that and all the things. So I love that you kind of shared some of those certain players and things. Is there any, like, coaches that you, like, look up to or anything like that?
I'd definitely say, like, some of the coaches that, like, have been coaching me throughout, like, my, like, not career, but, like, just throughout, like, me playing sports. They teach me a lot that I'll need to know, and they want the best for me whenever I get older.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like I said, I know you are young, but do you have any, like, certain, like, colleges that you're looking at, or do you have, like, any idea of, like, maybe do you want to play a sport, like, professionally? Is there any, like, certain, like I said, like, school you want to go? Like, what sport, what position do you want to play? Like, what are kind of your, like, hopes and desires for, like, the future? Like I said, I know you're only 10, but, I mean, obviously, you're never too young to dream. So, what are your kind of thoughts on that subject?
If I play, I mean, I want to go to Alabama if I do any sports, but it really just depends. I want to go to Alabama just because that's who I root for, but wherever I really get a scholarship or wherever it's maybe, like, close here, or I don't need to go to, like, a big – obviously, I'd prefer to go to a big school, but it's just important if I get a scholarship or if it's close to here or if I need to.
Yeah, absolutely. So, do you have a certain, like, position that you want to, like, play? So, you obviously want to do football. Are you – well, like, one, are you wanting to, like, do it in the NFL?
I probably most likely want to play NBA or NFL, but if I do, probably NFL, I'd probably want to be a quarterback or a receiver, and in basketball, I'd probably want to be a point guard, but if in baseball, I'd probably want to be third base.
Yes, I love that. I think that's awesome as well as, like, you just kind of know what you kind of want and all the things about colleges and, you know, certain, like you said, just desires and passions for things. That's super important. Okay, so jumping into our action steps. So the first one that we decide on is to have a reset.
And reset is a really important thing to do in sports or just anything. In baseball, if you're batting or let's say you're fielding, like, you could, like, take off your glove and, like, put it back on. Or if you're pitching, just, like, adjust your, like, jersey or just, like, take your hat off and put it back on. That's what I usually do. And in baseball, you can, like, just do, you can, there's just a lot of stuff that you can do to have a reset, and that's definitely really important in sports.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's very important just to have that, like, visual representation of, like, hey, like, okay, like, I know I maybe, like, messed up in that play, or I didn't do super good, like, just that, like, representation of, like, okay, my hat's going off, it's coming back on, new play, fresh start, because I think it is very, very common for, like, our human nature, and it's very easy for, like I said, our human nature just to get frustrated and to beat ourselves up and to get in our own head. So I think just having that, like I said, just that representation of, like, okay, next play, and like you said, for baseball, take your hat off and on. For football, hit yourself in the head. For volleyball, slide your knee pad down and then put it back up. Or whatever you kind of, like, need to do, then, yeah, do whatever.
And you have to know, like, in baseball, like, if you miss one pitch, if you either swing and miss or you hit a foul ball, like, you have to know that you're going to have other pitches. In a game, you're at least most likely going to bat two times, which that, even if you strike out in three pitches every time, that's still six pitches. So, you're, like, you're going to have, like, other, you just know that you're going to have another player. Like, if you're the quarterback and you, like, make one bad throw, like, just know you're probably going to have, like, 20 or 30 more throws.
Yes. So, just like you said, like, you're not perfect, so don't beat yourself up. Just have that reset and figure out, you know, what works for you and, you know, what's easy and convenient and that doesn't take too much time. Okay, our second action step was to work on things at home.
This is definitely an important thing to acquire to sports, because it's definitely just, you have to give it your all at the field whenever your games or practices, and you have to practice at home, because whenever you're in practice or in games, it's really gonna, whenever you practice at home, like, it's really gonna pay off. And, like, a really good thing to do is ask the coach for, like, hey, like, what equipment should I use? Or what equipment should I get to, like, make me, like, get better? And that's basically telling them that you're practicing at home without, like, bragging and being like, oh, I practice at home. Just so, like, you should start me. Like, that's definitely a mature thing to do for sports.
Yes, absolutely. Like I said, practices are super crucial, but also practicing at home. Like, that's truly how you get that good, like, repetition of whatever sport you're playing or even just anything else. Like, always practice at home. Like, you know, studying at home, that's how you prepare for the test. You know, practicing sports, that's how you prepare for your game, your scrimmage, your next practice. So practicing at home is a really, really big one. Okay, our last action step was to always be respectful to your coaches and your teammates.
This is another definitely important thing, because, like, if you don't know who, like, Ronaldo is, he's a famous soccer player considered, like, one of the best in the, like, ever. And in the World Cup, like, he got benched because he was having a bad attitude. Even though he was probably the best person on the team, he was having a bad attitude to his coach. So his coach said, like, okay, if you want to have a bad attitude to me, then, like, you'll sit the bench. So even if you're the best kid on the team, it doesn't even matter if you have a bad attitude, like, they're going to see you. And it's just not a good idea, especially whenever you get older. Like, if you're, like, six and you, like, throw your bat at the ground, you shouldn't be doing that. But it's not like there's going to be MLB, like, scouts, like, watching you. So, but definitely as you get older, like, high school, the coaches will not tolerate that. Like, they will not consider bad attitudes.
Yes, absolutely. Like you said, it's so important to, you know, work on things at home, you know, do all those things and be a good player, be a good all-around player. But, like, you have to have that respect for your coaches. And also to elaborate a little bit more on your teammates is, like, that's how you build a good, like, foundation of a team. That's how you have teamwork. And that's how, like, you have, like, that's how you make good plays because, like, if there's tension on your team, like, no one will want to use teamwork. No one will want to pass the ball to you. No one will want to do anything for, like, if you're not respectful, if you're not kind, like, you have to be nice to everyone on your team. And also, you have to be nice to yourself as well. Like, you have to have that respect for everyone that you encounter on your team. Okay, so as we're kind of wrapping up things, I just want to have, like, a little bit of a disclaimer. Like, I know, obviously, like, the gist of this episode was, you know, sports, all the things. But also, this can apply to any area of your life. This can apply to choir or band or work or even school. Like, say you forget a line at your theater performance, like, have a reset, you know, always be respectful to your band directors, to your bosses, to your teachers, you know, work on things at home, practice your notes, practice your instrument, practice, like, this isn't, like, the whole underlying tone of this podcast is, you know, those action steps, and those can be applied to anything you do in life. So, but thank you so much, Carson, for being on this podcast. Thank you for being my first special guest. And thank you all for joining me today. Make sure you tune in next Friday, and I'll see you guys next episode. Bye.